3. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, Professor Cope. I know your office hours are almost over, but I really wanted to talk to you about something.
All right, but let's make it quick.
Sure. All I wanted to do was ask if it would be possible for me to switch my group discussion section to another one.
Which of the two are you currently in?
I'm in the Friday section that starts at 10 a.m. It's led by, what's the teaching assistant's name? Oh, Laura.
Would you mind if I ask you what the problem is? Obviously, it's completely confidential, but if it could help me coordinate my teaching assistants better, I'd really appreciate it. I want to make sure they're getting the job done.
No. It's not Laura at all. In fact, she's great. It's just that I have another class that starts at 9 a.m. It normally wouldn't be a problem since the class officially ends at 9:50, but the professor just keeps going on and on. I just feel bad always showing up to the discussion group at least 10 minutes late.
Oh, I see. Let me just make a note of it in my roster. So you'll be changing to the Thursday night section with Bill.
1. What does the professor initially assume about his teaching assistant? 2. What does the professor imply when he says this?
All right, but let's make it quick.
3. What does the student imply when she says this?
It normally wouldn't be a problem since the class officially ends at 9:50, but the professor just keeps going on and on.